All right. Good evening, everyone. All right. Today, I'm going to talk about the characters of Christmas. The characters of Christmas. I'm going to make some observations. Oop, and it's already... Oh, no. I didn't turn it on. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to make some observations, and then I'm going to make some application. So who are the characters of Christmas? Is it Santa Claus? Is it the Grinch? Is it Rudolph? Is it Scrooge? You see, Mike said he's Scrooge. You know, I accused him of being the Grinch, and he says, no, I want to be Scrooge. Then, yes, the little drummer boy. My wife once had a friend who thought the little drummer boy was at the manger. Dead serious, okay? Dead serious, all right? But now she's a believer. She doesn't believe that anymore, okay? Meisterburger, Burgermeister. No, I'm not going to talk about any of those Christmas characters. But I would want to talk about the real characters of what Christmas is evening. And so let's start with prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you for Christmas and for the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For Emmanuel, God with us. For the babe who would grow to be a man, to die for sinners. And as we look at these announcements, and as we look at these characters this evening, may you lead and direct us, Lord. And Father, help us to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to talk about Joseph, Mary, angels, Jesus, and the shepherds. And so please turn with me to Luke chapter 1, please. Luke chapter 1. Can't see it? Oh, there you go. All right, that help? Okay. All right, thanks, Dave. All right, so Luke chapter 1, 26 to 38. Dave read that and more, but we're going to start there this evening. And so let's first look at the angelic characters, and there were multitudes of them, okay? But we're going to start with the first angelic character, which is the angel Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, all right? And look at verse 26, and it says this, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of a Galilee named Nazareth. There are only two angels mentioned in the Bible by name, Michael and Gabriel. And this Gabriel's got a message, because just the word angel means messenger. This messenger has a message. Gabriel was sent by God." And then Luke 1:27 tells us to who? To a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. He was sent to Mary with a message. I already told you that. Then there's another angelic character, which is an angel of the Lord. And this one sent to Joseph. Go to Matthew 1, please. Keep your finger in Luke chapter 1, because we're going to be going back and forth, okay? We're going to be going back and forth. All right. Let me go to Matthew 1, verse 20, which says this, that an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. So here we have another angel. Is it Gabriel? It doesn't tell us. It just says an angel of the Lord appeared to a Joseph in a dream. And this angel also had a message for Joseph. There's one sent to Mary. Now this one sent to Joseph. And then look at Matthew 1, 22 to 23. And this is the message. So this angel says, "Joseph, son of David, do not excuse me, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Just so all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and will bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. So the angel of the Lord gives the message to Joseph. And what, notice, it was clear and concise. It wasn't in a shroud where, what does he mean? It was clear. It was concise. That was the message from this angel. And then there's an angel of the Lord which appears to the shepherds. Luke 2, please. Turn what to Luke 2, 9 through 12. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, just who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And then after that message, there's even more angelic characters. There's a heavenly host. Luke 2:13, look at verse 13 there. It says this, And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of what heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, See, these hosts had a message too. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Boy, what a message for today too, right? It's a message for all time. So we've observed, and now let's make application. Think about the angels, the messengers. What did they share? What God told them to. The message of the Savior. These angelic characters shared the message that the Messiah was about to be born, or was born. Every believer has a message, excuse me, from God to share with others. We have a message to share. The angels did. We have the same message, that a Savior is born. And why was he born? For you. For you. What are you doing just with the message of the gospel? Are you keeping it to yourself? What if the angels kept that message to themselves and didn't tell Mary? Didn't tell what Joseph? Didn't tell the shepherds? Now the point is, they did. We should be sharing the same message. Taking the gospel to the world. Sharing it everywhere with everybody. We have that responsibility. The angels did. And sent to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds. They did, so should we. Now let's look at the human characters of the Christmas story. And so the first human character is Mary. Let's go back And just to Luke 1, please, in verse 27. And it says it's this, "But to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary." So here we learn about Mary, that she was a virgin. And she was betrothed. That back then, that was marriage. Even though it wasn't consummated yet, it was marriage. Because if Joseph wanted to divorce her, he needed a certificate of divorce. And they were considered married. And then Luke 1, verse 28, tells us about Mary. Look at all these qualities about Mary. She was highly favored. She was highly favored. And that word favored means to be endued with special honor. God was about to give her special honor. Special honor was about to be bestowed upon her. She would be the only virgin to give birth to a child. Only one, Mary. Secondly, the Lord was with her. Boy, praise God, he's with believers, right? Praise God, and he's with Mary. She was blessed among women. And that word blessed means to speak well of or praise. Mary was a special young lady. Luke 1:30 tells us, Mary had found favor with God. And this is a little different word. It means acceptable. Mary's life pleased God. She was acceptable to God. She was living a right life. And then verse 38, Mary's response to the angel. So then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word." And that word maidservant there just means a female slave. Mary was willing to submit to the Lord to be a female slave. "Let it be done to me according to your word." Whatever that is. Application. Are you as submissive to the Lord as Mary was? She was submissive to the Lord. "Let it be done to me according to your word." Now let's move to the second human character. This is what Joseph. Let's go back to Matthew 1, please. I told you to keep your fingers in both. All right. Matthew 1:18. We're going to jump back and forth this evening. Verse 18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary just was betrothed to a Joseph, before they came just together, she was found just with child of the Holy Spirit." You notice Joseph was and just betrothed to Mary, so it's Mary to Joseph. And Joseph found her to be with child. Now I bet that was devastating to a Joseph. He thought she was a holy, innocent, righteous person. And I'm engaged to her. And she's with child, and it's not mine. Matthew 1:19 tells us about Joseph. We heard about Mary. Now we're going to hear about Joseph. And notice, Joseph was a just man. And that word just means innocent, righteous, and holy. He was a just man. Then Joseph didn't want to make her a public example. And that word public example means to expose to infamy or put to an open shame. See, Joseph loved Mary, didn't want to put her to an open shame. But then, look at Matthew 1, verse 20, just the first part, it says this. But while he thought about these things, Joseph thought before he acted. He did not let the emotions control him. But he thought. He thought. He did nothing hastily. That's it, I'm done with her. He did not act hastily. But he thought about it first. And just while he was doing that, he had a dream. Remember, Matthew 1, verse 24? And then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. Notice that he obeyed the message the angel had from God. He obeyed it. He did just what the angel told him and took Mary as his wife. No matter what that meant from everyone else, it didn't matter. He obeyed. And then verse 25, Joseph called his name Jesus. He called his name Jesus. So the application here. Are you recognized as a just person? Joseph was innocent, righteous, holy. Do you think before you act? Or do you just do? Just do it! Isn't that the symbol of, what, Nike? Just do it? Nah, see, Joseph thought about it. And do you listen and obey? Mary did. Joseph did. God sent a message through an angel. They both listened and obeyed. And now let's go to Luke 2, 1 through 7. Let me read that. Now after Jesus was born in what Bethlehem of what Judea, so in the days days of what Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he just who is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Excuse me. When Herod, just the king, heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and what scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said, oh, sorry, I'm in Matthew, aren't I? I'm sorry. Yeah, I just heard somebody say he's in Matthew. Whoever said that, thank you. Was that Tim? No? Is it something like that? Okay. I am sorry. I'm in the wrong. See, I forgot to switch. All right, let me read this. Now I'm in Luke 2, 1 to 7. And so it came to pass with those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was with governing Syria. And just so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Just Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of what Nazareth, into Judea, and just to the city of what David, which is called Bethlehem, just because he was of the house and what lineage of David's, just to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And just so it was that while they were there, the days were just completed for her just to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So now we meet the third human character, Jesus. Luke 2:7 says, And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in with swaddling cloths, and what laid him in a manger. Talk about a lowly birth. Laid in a manger. And not much simpler than that. Here's the King of Kings lying in a manger. God in the flesh lying in a manger. Now let's go back what to Matthew, okay? Matthew 1:21, okay? Let's jump back to Matthew. I'm going to put that in there. There we go. And it says there, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The angel gave that to a Joseph, call his name what Jesus, and to Mary, call his name Jesus. And so there was no argument, right? No, I want to call him this. No, I think he should be called this. See, the angel said to both of them, call his name Jesus. See, Gabriel said it, and the angel of what the Lord said it. There was no argument. This baby shall be called Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. See, this babe was different. This babe was special. This was the only babe who could save his people from their sins. See, my children can't save me from my sins. But this babe could save them from their sins. Matthew 1:23b says, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. God taking on flesh. See, he was God and man in one. Luke 1:31-33 tells us more about Jesus. He will be great. This baby right here, he will be the greatest. There will be none greater than him. His name is above every name. This is the great one right here. Then he just will be called the Son of the Highest or the Most High. This is the Son of God. Then it says the Lord will... Yeah, sorry. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He's a king. Prince of Peace, King of Kings. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. There is no other babe like this. This babe's got a forever kingdom. Application. Do you recognize Jesus for who he truly is? This was a different babe. This was a different child. The one who would die for sinners. Do you recognize that? And so the next human characters are the shepherds. Well, let's go back to Luke, please. Luke 2, verse 8, please. Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And what notice? They were doing just what they did every day. Taking care of sheep. 365 1/4 days a year. 7 days a week. 24 hours a day taking care of sheep. It's what they did every day. But this day is different. Luke 2:9-10 says this, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of this great joy, this will be to all people." Notice this message was for them and for all people. Luke 2:11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Yeah. So what was the message? The Savior has been born. The Messiah has come. Luke 2:12, "And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." The angel told them where to find the babe. He's in a manger. And who would know where all the mangers were? Of course, the shepherds. When it was bad weather, they took the sheep to the manger so they could be covered. So they knew. And Luke 2:13 says, "There were even more angels, heavenly host." And yet suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So what did the shepherds do with the message, with this news? Look at in Luke 2:15b, what tells us, "Let us now be going to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." See, they went searching for the babe. They knew where the mangers were, and off they went. Off they went looking for this babe, for this Savior, Christ the Lord, who was born. Luke 2:16, "And they came with haste and found Mary and what Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." They found it just as the angel had said. There's the babe lying in a manger. So what did they do with the news once they found the babe? Luke 2:17 through 18, it says this. "Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds." They told others. They did not keep this message for themselves. Oh yeah, the angel said, "It's for you." But the angel also said, "It's for all people." And these lowly shepherds started telling others. They found the manger. They found the babe. And then they left and they're telling others. They had a message to tell too. And the shepherd, the shepherds were the first human witnesses that the Messiah had come. They told others. They made it widely known what was taking place, that the Messiah has come. We had angels tell us, and we found it just as the angel said. Christ the Savior is born in Bethlehem, just like it was prophesied to be. He was born. We saw him with our own eyes. The application. What do you do with the news of the Messiah? What do you do with the news? Go and tell. Go and tell others. That is what the angels did, right? They told others. The shepherds told others. There is no other message like this message. No other message like this, that Jesus is come. That He has come to seek and to save that which was lost. It is the greatest message ever proclaimed. And we need to proclaim it even more. We need to proclaim it. The angels did. The shepherds did. So should we. Let's look for opportunities to share the message that the Savior is born. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the message that the Savior has come, that He was born just as it was prophesied of Him. All the way back in what Genesis 3:15, when the first people sinned, Adam and Eve, You promised a seed of the woman. And here is that seed. Born of a virgin, yet born to die. Thank You, Lord, that You came, that You grew, that You were obedient, and that You died for me, for us. May we proclaim this message to others, to everyone that will hear. In Jesus' name, amen.